John Labar, Secretary General of South Sudan Red Cross, said Thursday the Red Cross has been mobilizing communities in Torit to donate blood to save the lives of patients who need it, but that activity was stopped due to recent attacks on their employees.
In Torit, we have a blood donation program whereby we have volunteers who mobilize the communities to be able to donate blood voluntarily. And you know, blood is key and very important for the hospitals to be able to function and provide blood for people, particularly that anemic and would like to have blood. So, of course, that will be affected. Activities in terms of reunification of people that are separated as a result of the conflict. These activities have already ceased to be provided.
Labar says the Red Cross has also been working to improve nutrition and access to health care, water and sanitation.
Depending on how we can get assurances from the authorities, but also from the communities, that will be safe for us to be able to continue our work. So we hope this problem will be resolved soon. I don't think that we will be ready to operate in a very unsafe environment where about the safety of our staff and volunteers cannot be guaranteed.
Nicholas Haysom, Special Representative of the UN Secretary General in South Sudan, says it's important for people to understand that South Sudan heavily depends on aid and that $1 billion is brought to South Sudan every year to feed its people.
What I would say is that these threats on humanitarians is very counterproductive. Humanitarians are now withdrawing from Torit. Who are the losers? The losers are largely the young people who are the beneficiaries of a lot of the humanitarian services.
Alejandro Lotok, press secretary in the office of Eastern Equatorial State Governor Luis Labong, says the governor is aware of recent attacks on humanitarian workers in Torit. He says Labong formed a committee last month to work with the UN agencies and other NGOs to investigate the concerns previously raised by the Monyomiji young people in Torit, including a lack of access to jobs with the UN and other NGOs operating in the country. Lotok says the government has ordered humanitarian agencies to halt all of their activities in Torit to allow the governor's committee to finish its investigations.
While the government is in the process of addressing the Monyomiji complaints, the NGOs should suspend their operations within Torit town for a period of 7 days effective today. Number two, the UN should move back their forces that were deployed within Torit town to UNMISS compound. And number three, the government security forces should increase their forces to man WFP stores inside Torit town.
Lotok says some of the complaints by young men and women in Torit may be genuine, but he says violence is never a solution to a problem. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.